Hello, it's Angel. For this pillow talk, I really wanted to talk about seduction. I didn't really know how to start, so start with the definition of seduction. And it's the enticement of a person to sexual intercourse or something that attracts or charms. So everybody has, as everything in life, you have a different idea of seduction than I do. When I think of seduction, I don't think about being seduced. I could probably count on my hands how many times someone's tried to seduce me. Someone's tried to get me in the mood to make love, or just really been that close, flirting, you know, physical, sexual tension, like on a date or something. I've never had that. I read in books, or I see in movies, or even commercials, or just on Tumblr, you see these pictures of these people dressed so nice on a date and like being romantic over a glass of wine or sitting by a fire or any of those really, you know, iconic, you know, romantic moments. I've never had any of those. I've never had anyone like, no one's ever created that for me. I think a lot of people, like, instantly when they think about that, they're like, well, I must not be worth it. I must not be good enough or sexy enough or special enough to have somebody want to create a moment like that with me. That's not true. Because, and you're like, yeah, you're just trying to make me feel better. Obviously, you know, I want you to feel good after you listen to this. But it's not the case. Because here I am. someone who seduces people with her voice, with her thoughts, with her mind. I've seduced people in her life too. That's probably my favorite part of being in a relationship, aside from, you know, obviously the connection you have with someone, the feelings you have for the person. I'd always assumed it was really just my sex drive that I'd had. A really overactive sex drive, and no one could keep up with me. And so that was really why I figured no one had ever seduced me, because I was constantly doing that for them. I don't think that's the case either. I think I'm just not picked the right people for what I wanted. And obviously what you want changes, you know, depending on where you are in your life. So if you've never been seduced, if you've never had someone create those moments for you, it doesn't mean that you're not worth it. It just means that maybe you've not picked the right people. Or maybe that person that you're with, who you know is the right person, doesn't realize that's something you want. And obviously, communication is really important with that. And so if you've never been seduced, have you ever seduced someone else? Because it's a lot of fun. It's when you have that right person, when you have that person that you feel so deeply for, that you can't even express, you can't even explain why you feel the things you do for that person. Seducing them is just the greatest feeling. Like, I'm getting goosebumps right now. It really just is so special to me and so important to me, because I never want a person to question my feelings for them. No one deserves that. No one deserves to be in a relationship or of any kind and not know how that other person feels about them. I mean, sure, it happens. You have transitional periods in every relationship, whether it's a friendship, you know, a relationship of any kind. There's always those moments, but to constantly be questioning whether someone loves you, whether someone's physically attracted to you, whether somebody really wants you in their life, it's either you worry too much or they're not the right person for you because you don't deserve that. I'm sure there's other reasons too, but those are the two big ones for me. Those are mine. But yeah, I love seducing the right person. That I look at seducing a person, like say, there's this really special person in my life, and that I really care about them, really want them to feel great, and you know, whether it's sex or whether it's just everything but sex or whatever. I kind of look at it in two ways. One, I look at it as, you know, when you're a kid and you're going to get in trouble, you want to do something that breaks a rule, and so you want to get one of your friends to do it with you. Like, I kind of look at it like that because I like rougher sex. I like to be kinky. I like to try new things. And so a lot of times I look at seducing someone like that and being like, come on, like, this is the way to get them in that mindset, to get them to do what I'm really wanting to do sexually right now. Which kind of goes hand in hand with the other way I look at seducing. It's to get that person to do what I really want them to do, which sounds horrible and manipulative. But I mean, obviously they're going to be willing. It's not like I'm forcing them or holding something above their head saying, if you don't do this, then I'm not going to do this. It's not that at all. It's just setting the right tone, setting the right mood to get them to be like, oh, that really does sound like fun. I liken like foreplay to an overture to a musical or an opera or whatever, or a movie even. it's so weird. Because when you go to a movie or when you go to a musical or a play or whatever, you're bringing your outside emotions. You're bringing your day with you, your week, whatever is on your mind with you. And you sit down in that seat in the theater and the overture starts to play. And that is getting you out of your day, out of the yuckiness of whatever's going on with your day, whatever your worries are, whatever your problems are. It's taking you out of that mood and trying to move you into a more desirable mood, to be able to enjoy the story that's about to play in front of you. So a lot of times foreplay and seduction to me is, if I want really sweet, really slow lovemaking, if I want those slow, long kisses, I'm going to set the scene for that. I'm going to, you know, wear something appropriate, because I'm totally, like, I love dressing up for sex. I love that. Like, it's one of my favorite parts. I love wearing the cute little lingerie and doing my hair really cute and all of that. Like, I like that. You know, making sure, like, every inch of me is super soft and, yes. I like that. It's fun. It's fun. And I want to make the other person feel special. And I know that sounds weird to be like, well, you're taking care of yourself and that's how they're gonna feel special. It's like, no, I want them to know they're worth my time to do those things. Obviously, you don't always have time to do that. But I like to plan ahead. Anyways, so obviously, if I really want that slow, loving, you know, I've had this fantasy, this is going to be a really filthy, dirty pillow talk, but I love talking about sex. It's just, I do. If you ever get to have a conversation with me, if we ever talk, I really do just talk about sex. Like, it just comes up. I just can have a back and forth conversation about sex for hours. One of my fantasies lately And I really don't know how to turn this into an audio for about fantasies, so I'm just going to share it here. Because I have really been, I like rougher sex, if you know anything about me. I like kinky, freaky, fun. That's fun to me. But I do like the slower, sweet, cuddly, because I am a really cuddly, lovey-dovey person also. And lately, I just have this, like, fantasy or this vision in my head. I really don't have a fantasy because it hasn't really gone anywhere besides this one part where... where I'm either, like, in the guy's lap, like, I'm straddling him, or, like, we're in bed and he's on top of me and just inside me, but not letting me move or not, like, there's no, like, actual movement. He's just hard and inside me. And then, like, him talking to me, like, asking me questions, or I don't know why I've had that fantasy in my head for days and days now, but I have. Like, it just sounds like torture, like, just the sweetest kind of torture ever. But anyway, so I get these fantasies in my head that I really want to try out. And so if I have that right person in my life, if I have, you know, if I have an idea, I'm not one of those people that's going to tell someone, this is what I want. I do and I don't, I guess. I like guiding a person more than telling a person, if that makes any sense at all. And it's not me trying to be a difficult girl and not saying what I want. Because don't worry, if I want something, I'm going to get it one way or another. It's just me. It's just how I am. But with like that fantasy that I have, if I had someone in my life, I would really set the scene for that really slow, you know, gentle, no hurry kind of lovemaking. And, you know, along the way of the kissing and the touching and the running the hands through the hair and hands, you know, all over throughout all of that. I mean, eventually I would have said the right things to lead to getting to live out that fantasy without really having to say, I want you to do A, B, C, and D for me. Because for me, that kills the mood. Some people, that's the only way you can get through to them, is they don't really pick up on hints or anything. So you really do have to say one day, you know, sometime in the next month, I really want to do this. And just throw it out on the table. I've been in a relationship like that. And it's not terrible. But I've always really craved somebody who could read me. Because I'm a really easy person to read. I don't think I, like, hold a lot in, especially when it comes to sex. And I think sometimes you just have to click with the right person, which is near impossible to find, I think. So if you do find it, you know, don't let it go, and it's worth the fight for it. But yeah, seducing is kind of like a drug to me, especially seducing the right person, I should say, because, like I said, I seduce thousands of people on a regular basis, and it's so fun, and I love it, and it really gets a lot of sexual frustration out of me, and it also lets me be creative and share, something I'm really passionate about, which is obviously lovemaking and fantasies and sex. I love it. But there's wanting to make people happy and really caring about people and wanting to fulfill their need for a fantasy life. But then there's that right person. And it's a very easy line for me to work with. if that makes sense, because my feelings about my audios and my followers and my supporters and my audience are, you know, partly a persona. I mean, I'm not faking anything, obviously, but that's not how I live my life, like, outside of the internet. I don't just spend my days trying to get all the strangers I meet off or anything like that. I mean, obviously, there's a line. And so then there's that right person. And that right person will get a completely different me, but sexually still similar, but with different motivations, different feelings. Well, I guess because deeper feelings would be involved, if that makes sense. To be completely honest, for the time that I've been recording this, if I sound a little different than normal, there is a massive spider in my peripheral vision. I don't know if you know this, women have better, like, wider peripheral vision, apparently, than men do. And, so women, you can get away with a lot more behind a guy's back than a girl can, or men, you can behind a woman's. But, and it's just this massive spider in the corner of my room right now. And I looked away for a second, I just looked and it's gone, and I have no idea where it is. I am not afraid of spiders, but I just really wanted it not to be where it was once I was done. I wasn't going to kill it or anything. Anyways, that's super sexy after, like, sharing all of this really seductive talk with you than spider talk. So sorry. This is what I mean about my persona being a little bit different when I'm me and when I'm really trying to play, not play the part, just be that other part of me, I guess, if that makes sense. I don't know. Anyways, it's really late at night while I'm recording this. So, like I like to do with you guys, I like to share a little bit of literature. I just got this book yesterday and I flew through it. It's not very long, but I liked it a lot. I've read it over it a couple of times since then. And it's just poems by E.E. Cummings. And this one I really liked. Let me see if I can, hopefully I can read it correctly. Because of the spacing, he liked to do a little bit of unusual structure. Anyways, so. You asked me to come. It was raining a little. And the spring, a clumsy brightness of air wonderfully stumbled around the square. Little amorous tadpole people wiggled, battered by stuttering pearl. Leaves jiggled to the jiggling fragrance of newness. And then, my crazy fingers liked your dress, your kiss. Your kiss was a distinct brittle flower. And the flesh crisp set my love tooth on edge. So until light each having, each we promise to forget. Wherefore is there nothing left to guess? The cheap, intelligent thighs, the electric trite thighs, the hair stupidly priceless. I like that. I like the whole thing, but I love, I love the thought, you know, when you have a sweet tooth, and he said love tooth. I like that a lot. I like the whole thing, but that was cute. Alright, well, I hope I didn't spill a million secrets, and I also hope that I didn't sound like a complete babbling idiot. I hope you enjoyed this pillow talk. Let me know what you think. I love people's suggestions on what they want to hear me talk about. It's always a fun change for me to make these pillow talks. I hope you're well. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you have somebody to seduce, or I hope you have some lovely thoughts to think about of when you've seduced someone or been seduced. And if not, then get your little get into your little fantasy world and start creating ideas of how you want to seduce someone or how you want to be seduced, because that's a big part of the fun is just planning. So I love you all, and I hope you're well, and I will talk to you all very soon. Mwah.